Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
It's almost Christmas, and as much as we'd like to, most of us can't ask or rely on our families and friends to buy us vendor custom shops this year. But that doesn't mean you need to settle for novelty gifts. One of the most important things you can do is look after your guitar well and properly. That's why I love Music Nomad stuff, because their tools and simple maintenance kits are designed to demystify guitar teching and help you keep your instrument in as good condition as possible with their KISS, Keep It Simple Setup system. They do everything from high-quality polish, as used by Matt Knight, to complete at-home workstation toolkits, gauges and files. As someone who spends a lot of their time at a guitar bench, I don't think anyone makes better stuff. So do yourself a favour this year and check out musicnomadcare.com for a whole bunch of awesome guitar care stuff. Hello and welcome to the Guitar Nerds Podcast, the world's number one guitar podcast. I'm your host, Joe Branton, joined this week by Jake Ross.
Hi.
And Naomi McLeod.
Hi.
Exactly. Yes, hello. And hello, dear listener. Welcome back. Welcome to another episode of the Guitar Nerds Podcast. Jay, it's lovely to have you back.
Thanks, Joe. Great to be here.
It's so weird when you're not. It's just weird when you're not trying to tear apart the intros and you know, sort of. You make me feel really sort of false when I'm being all presentery when you respond also in a presentery way.
Have you been in behavioural training, Joe?
No, honestly, just such a huge fan of your work, Joe. It's just
like sarcasm,
being in your
Joe.
Presence is just an honour. Like, really, to see the sparks flying off of you there. It's just amazing.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
That's like a passive aggressive ruining of the intro. Somehow more hurtful and disruptive.
He's found a new way.
Yeah.
See, I preferred it before.
He's like a good business. He's just diversifying. Oh no.
No. It's nice to hear your voice, Joe. And Naomi, lovely to hear your voice as always. Much nicer than hearing Joe's, but you know, it's good to have the Tres Amigos here, rocking and rolling.
That's how
I refer to us, the three of us, just so as you know, the Tres Amigos.
The Tres Amigos, yeah. No, that's fine. I commonly use the same term.
Yeah,
but we're fast approaching the end of the year. Only one more episode of the Guitar Nerds Podcast after this one, and then on to Gear of the Year, obviously. But
is that in season?
That's season two
three?
Done. See, this is the penultimate episode of season two. Season three starts in January.
Wow.
Yeah. Nearly That's there. Me. Nearly oh there.
Who will not who's not going to survive the red... shredding, the red shredding. Who's gonna? There we go. That's one for you.
Wow, that's good.
That's one for
the red
you.
Shredding.
Yeah, no doubt. There's gonna be big twists and turns in the season finale. Yeah. Be left on a cliffhanger.
That's exactly what I'm hoping for. Oh, it's gonna be wonderful. But anyway, it is approaching the end of the year. Penultimate episode of the Guitar Nerds Podcast. And I started to put, we've mentioned over the last couple of weeks things about Gear of the Year, and I'd started to put together the list of all the things, all the guitars and effects and amps that have come out this year, or lack of amplifiers, as we
discussed. And last week we spoke about all the most popular things on Reverb, because Reverb released all their, like, you know, top 20 guitars and basses, amps and effects and stuff, which was really interesting. But of course it's got me thinking about not just all the things that have come out this year, but all the things that we've spoken about or that I've found out about this year through the Guitar Nerds group and just the internet in general. And so I've been thinking about, as we're coming to the end of the year and I'm starting to think about what I haven't bought a thing for a while, and what things have come out this year that it's not what's the best thing, it's what thing am I interested in getting? What guitar or effects pedal or amplifier, has interested me enough that I think I'll purchase it as we're coming to sort of reflect on everything that's been released. And I was surprised to find for myself, I'm thinking a lot about the Squire Paranormal Series Offset Telecaster.
Yeah, I mean, I had one of the Fender ones for a while, which I really liked. It only got sold because, you know, I had to pay my rent. It went through a particularly dry period, and I just said something had to go, unfortunately. So it went. And I've been looking at getting another one because it was a great guitar. And I actually don't have a Telecaster at the moment. And I haven't had one for quite a while, actually. So I have been thinking about maybe getting another one and getting one of those, because they're really cool. Really, really cool.
Really,
and I think they kind of get on the forums and stuff. I think though the offset telly, I think because it's not as odd as some of the other guitars in the range, and it doesn't really have the kind of, I don't know, the artist attachment like the Supersonic does, for example. It feels like it isn't getting as much attention as I would have expected it to, because it's such a cool guitar.
The Paranormal was probably quite a tough place for it to be released, almost, because you think the Cabernita was very cool and interesting with P90s. They released that as a baritone as well. Obviously, the Supersonic came in some incredible finishes, and just lovely to have one of the weirdest Fenders that they've ever made back in production. And then things like the Cyclone, again, that was, when was the last time you saw a Cyclone being
totally
made? They were all really oddball, whereas the offset telly actually had existed only a couple of years before in the, was he was American?
Yeah, it was. It was an American standard. It was part of the, 10, was it the 10-14 or was it Magnificent 7? Magnificent 7, I think, was the name of that range.
That's right. I think you're right, yeah.
10-14, I feel like maybe was, well, I guess that would have been in 2014 when I was still at GAC. So, yeah, I think the year after, it was, I think it was the Magnificent 7 was the name of that range, because I got that, but at the same time, well, that range also included, what else came out in that range? There was a Jazzmaster with a Bigsby. It was, because it was American standard, it wasn't actually that quirky. I think it was kind of Fender doing something that was, okay, here's what people are modding. Here are the guitars that people are modding to make. Let's just make them, I think, was kind of the idea behind that range.
Yeah, sure. Well, I mean, it's weird to think about back then, because if you think about now, the Paranormal series and the Parallel Universe guitars, like Fender and Squire have got very good at doing real oddball versions of their own stuff. Whereas back when the offset telly came out, it felt like that was the first time that you could get that from Fender and it not be, you know, something made by some little boutique builder. And it was a weird guitar to come out, and everyone was very excited about it. Whereas now, I honestly forgot it was part of the Paranormal series. I was looking for something. I was thinking about, you know, maybe getting some sort of an offset, and I started looking around for it. And I saw the Paranormal series offset telly, and I was like, oh, I didn't even realize this existed. And it's available in Olympic white with a torque guard and a maple neck. Like that's a very cool, like, finishing option to have for something that's around £300.
Yeah. So funny enough, I found the original press release from the Magnificent Seven, and it's really funny to think. So this was only 5 years ago, 5.5 years ago, And actually, it's really funny to see just how much everything has got. I mean, especially the kind of Fender releases have moved on, because this was kind of touted as, I guess this is kind of the precursor to the parallel universe and the paranormal and the alternate reality. You know, this is Fender doing something that's maybe a little bit weird, a little bit outside of the kind of regular launch cycles that you would have expected. But actually, when you read through some of these models, so the way that it worked, I think there was one every month, I think was how it worked from March onwards. So March was limited edition American Elite Stratocaster. It's like, okay, cool. That's, it's got a flame maple top.
But it was Sunburst.
It was Sunburst. Then limited, so then I think this is April, limited edition American Standard Telecaster with figured neck. It's like, okay, cool. not really treading, pulling up trees here. Then May is limited edition American Standard Telecaster with painted head cap. And it's like, okay, cool. Well, those kind of all exist in the FSRs. Then American Standard PJ bass. Again,
that's just
special,
isn't it?
Well, I guess this was American Standard though. So, because did the special? No, but the special wasn't a P, was it? It was a jazz bass. Whereas this is a PJ precision bass.
Maybe again.
And then there was the offset telly, which was really cool. Then the light ash telly, which again, and then finally it was a American special jazz master with a Bigsby. It's just so funny to think how
that was Fender being extravagant.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, that was the market disruption for that year.
Completely. And I remember these coming out and people just being like, wow, there's a jazz master with a Bigsby, and like, wow, look, a telly with a matching head cap. And it's all this stuff's just available now. You know, It really shows how things have changed in just such a short period of time that people are just a lot more open to buy, like you say, kind of oddball guitars without it being such a big deal.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, yeah, Fender have released an awful lot in the last 6 years, but I feel like that was kind of the movement, wasn't it? Everything expanding out outside of the everything available being in red, blue, black, white, and Sunburst.
Yeah.
And this is probably just at the dawn of those things. But yeah, weird. Going from there to now, where the offset Telecaster has become almost so dull that I forgot that it existed. but it is still fantastic. I can't believe you can get that for 300 quid now. How times have changed.
Like, yeah, the
standard was a chunk of money as well. It was over a grand.
It was an American guitar, obviously. But yes, the one that I had was an American guitar, American price. But this is, it's really something, I think. The whole range is really good. But yeah, for me, and I feel like such a dope in thinking that kind of the more conservative of the weird guitars is the one that I would buy. but yeah, I think it's wicked. And maybe I want one of these as well.
Yeah, they are very good. Mm. They are very good. I thought it would be the Cyclone, but the
thing for me with the Cyclone is, do you want something that mad or do you want a cool guitar? I don't know. Are you going to use that middle pickup?
Yeah, I guess so.
Is it one of those things that you are going to? Are you sort of just being blinded by the quirkiness when?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, and there's certainly a place for it, don't get me wrong, but I keep now that you've talked about it, Joe, I keep looking at this Shell Pink offset telly, and
there's a Shell Pink one. I didn't know was Shell Pink.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I was just looking at the Olympic White Tour, which I think I still get, but I didn't even realize it was available.
There's also a Butterscotch Blonde with a black guard, so like a 52 style offset telly. I mean, that is completely bonkers, you know. But I could have any one of those and be happy with it because they're all wicked.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. There is no bad finish in that lineup. Mm. Very good.
No.
Very
if
good.
You're wondering why I've gone quiet, it's because I've been eyeing up the Seafoam Green Baritone Cabernet Telly as well.
It's very good. Like the entire series has really nailed it. So I know we spoke about it when they came out and everything, but I really almost sort of I guess I forgot about them, and coming back to looking at them again, I'm like, this is Yeah, this is really nailed, this the Paranormal catalog. I'm worried that Squire will, you know, discontinue them and do something else soon, so I kind of want to I need to jump on this whilst I still can. But yeah, but what about you guys, you know, things that you've seen this year that you think you're gonna have to purchase?
Go ahead, Jay.
Mine, I think, is more kind of boring and functional, to be honest with you. I think I think, and Joe, this is something that you and I have spoken about over text message a couple of times, naughty text messages. I think I just need to get a decent computer and a decent audio interface and properly learn how to do some recording. I think that is kind of, and I realize I'm sort of coming to this as per usual 18 months late, because I'm you know, everyone gets into, oh yeah, March 2020 lockdown, oh, I'll do some recording, and here I am, you know, yeah, oh yeah, it's nearly 2022, bloody lovely, can't wait for the world to open up. I think I'm gonna get into learning how to record stuff. But I've actually been thinking about going down, you know, quite a boring route of looking into audio interfaces. And I think, and I can't believe I'm admitting this in putting it out into the ether here, but I think I'm actually going to have to listen to Joe and Matt's Home Recording 101 podcasts, which obviously I was completely against at the time. And I deleted from my podcast app as soon as they appeared. So I'm actually going to have to go back and listen to those. But yeah, that I think is my main kind of aim for the next 6 months or so, which I realize doesn't really answer your question. I mean, I've picked up a couple of things over the course of the year.
It certainly does. These are still kind of things that these are still things to help you kind of make music. I mean, it's surprising.
They're vital tools. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
And it's surprising how affordable a laptop you can get now that's able to run, you know, a basic DAW. Certainly, you know, if we Studio One's obviously where my knowledge base is going to sit, but my guitarist spent something like 300-350 quid on a relatively starter PC because he just didn't have anything as well that was suitable for recording, and that's been absolutely fine.
Really? You know, you can do it that cheap?
Yeah, I mean it's wow. You know, I'm sure at a point it's not going to be the quickest thing in the world for it, but it's certainly functional, and he was certainly able, the things he does are quite complex. I mean, yeah, I'm still doing sort of mastering and I guess heavy lifting plugins over here. But when it comes to all the built-in stuff that comes with, you think Studio One's at the point that Studio One's free, it's the lightest version. It's going to work on pretty much any device. You're still getting not only a load of kind of compressor and Pro EQ plugins, but you're getting their amp suite as well. With, you know, a basic set of effects and you know, good imitations of, you know, Vox, Marshall Orange, Fender style amplifiers. They're going to run on kind of anything. And, you know, I appreciate, whilst I'm using Focusrite interfaces, Matt moved to Presonus interfaces and got one of their big Studio Series ones. And you think you can get the Presonus Studio 24C, which is their basic one. It's like £100. And I think it actually comes with the mid version of Studio One anyway.
Yeah,
because
I did a little bit of reading and I think you're right. Yeah.
Well, it's iZotope's Black Friday deals, and they have really pushed the boat out this year with three incredible bundles of some of our favourite plugins. The Holiday Bundle at only $49 includes Ozone Elements, Neutron Elements, RX Elements, and Nectar Elements, plus creative staples like Trash 2 and Iris 2, legendary exponential audio reverbs like Phoenix Verb and R2. The plugins on their Todd would be around $1,300, so this is literally unbelievable. If you don't use iZotope, this is a perfect place to start. Or you can elevate your production with the iZotope Holiday Bundle Platinum Edition. Upgrades include Ozone Standard, Neutron Standard, and now you can add industry-leading polish to your music alongside Nectar Elements and RX Elements, plus Trash 2, Iris 2, Stutter Edit 2, and more. Mix, master, repair, and create with ease using this versatile 11 plugin bundle. Over $1,800 in value for only $99. And finally, the Diamond Bundle upgraded to include Ozone Standard, Neutron Standard, Nectar 3 Plus, NeoVerb, and RX Elements. All the stuff that we use to make this podcast. Get yourself the gift you really want this year. The Diamond Bundle offers over $2,200 in value, and all for just $149. Check out all of these deals and more over at izotope.com or follow links in the description of this podcast.
Okay, interesting. I think that's kind of where I am. So, yeah, I don't know. As for guitars, nothing in particular. I mean, I play that Player Strat that I got last year. Just I play that every day. I love it. Absolutely love it. And,
well, this is it, Jay. We were actually talking about last... This is the year of the Stratocaster. And Naomi and me were saying last week when we were looking at the reverb sales that they've put out, Strats were something like first, second, fifth, eighth. Like there were something like 10 different variants of the Strat in the top 20 sold things on
huge
on
amount
reverb.
Hugely surprising.
Presumably the Player Strat was the top, was it?
Yeah, Player Strat in first, Player Tele was second, but you know, it's just a lot less tellies than I would have thought, and just this is definitely the year of the Stratocaster.
Interesting.
But the Player Strat is extremely good and definitely definitely a really good purchase for not a lot of money at all. What about you, Naomi?
The one that's really stuck in my head, and I think is in more realistic budget for me than some of the stuff I'd like in the ideal world where I can have all of the gear, is the Modular Fuzz by Jackson Audio.
Yes.
Yeah.
Does look absolutely fantastic. This is now Matt's got one of these at the moment.
Has he? Nice.
Yeah, Jackson Audio sent us one of these fuzzes for me and Matt to use, because we were earlier in the year we were going to do this build off video, this pedal board build off, Matt versus me, but we didn't get around to it this year, so it's going to be next year. But Matt's got one of those.
It's difficult to do when you can't be in the same room, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, we thought it would it wouldn't be the same unless we could actually do it together. So, but it's really good. Matt really rates the Rat module that is one of the additional modules that you can get. Because yes, it says so. The Jackson Audio Fuzz ships with the Modern Fuzz and the Fuzz Classic Vintage as an extra module, so two kind of simple ones. But yeah, I mean, it looks great. It's a great way to be able to, because they all it means that you're going to have a three band EQ plus a blend plus an octave up that you can apply to all of these other fuzzes that you know that wouldn't normally come with those features. So it's very good. I'm looking at it now. Obviously, it's Cyber Monday when we record. All of that will finish right now. But as we're recording, 28 minutes and 50 seconds left of the Jackson Audio deal, which is a decent sort of $60 off of the Modular Fuzz.
I've obviously double booked podcast recording and buying my Jackson Audio module. My bad. Well, I add to cart. You know, there's obviously nothing new about the idea of modular, but I think just seeing it more in pedals, you guys would have a perhaps slightly better radar for this year on year than I would as a newer member of the podcast. But I'm really enjoying just seeing this format. I'm really enjoying the idea that you can buy a piece of gear as is and maybe circumvent the 6 month itch or the year itch when maybe you would normally replace it. You can swap out your modules and see what you need. Personally as well, I don't think I'd be the type to run any more than one fuzz on a board. So I kind of like the idea that I can just swap out the modules as I see fit, depending on what project I'm working on.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, Yeah, it's super cool, incredibly high quality. Obviously, the you know the modules is going to be something that's a little bit Marmite for people, but but I think it sounds fantastic. It's a very cool pedal.
Well, yeah, exactly. That's it. Like all of the demos I've seen, the which one is the smiley face module? Is that the same as the rat one that you just made? It's the classic modern module. I think was my favorite.
Which is the one it ships with? I think you said, wasn't it, Joe?
No, it ships with the classic vintage the modern fuzz.
Gotcha.
The very, very similarly named fuzz classic modern is one of the add-ons. just to keep it super simple.
Yeah,
and then they also do the goat head, which I had noted as well, which is the it is the Big Muff Pie Ram's Head clone.
Yeah, they've got some really, really good options. It's well worth checking out. And dear listener, you should also, if you're not aware of the Jackson Audio modular fuzz, check out some videos on YouTube because it is very cool indeed. And it segues very nicely into speaking about maybe the most exciting thing of this year. And fortunately, I don't have to include this in Gear of the Year because technically it's not going to be available until next year. So next year it will sweep the floor as people will have time to acclimatize to it. I am, of course, dear listener, talking about the Modal Effects Disruption. That's right. If anyone hasn't seen this, they're running this as a Kickstarter. So it is a completely analog pedal with three physical magnetic modules that you can slot into the front of the pedals that actually have the rotary control for them built in. So unlike the Jackson Audio fuzz where you're changing like a little PCB board inside that just clicks in, you are choosing what each module does. So some can be different voices of tone, fuzz, boost, distortion, drive, but also you can choose the order of them, obviously running right to left like you would on a pedal board. So you choose what order they're going into each things, and it's double foot switch, so you turn the effect on and off, but you also have a second foot switch that applies to the rightmost thing, the first thing in the chain. So it's incredibly versatile for something that's just three modules. And when I saw it, I was like, oh, this is fantastic. You know, there's just one fuzz, one distortion, one drive, and you know, a few tones. I was like, oh, maybe, you know, I wish there was more things. That's plenty. Like having three things that you can change the order of, watching some of the videos, the amount of different tones you can get from this thing, plus it looks super cool. I'm very excited. What do you think?
I'm hugely excited for this. Again, on obviously a very similar theme to the modular fuzz that we just talked about, I can really see a future in design for pedals like this. Again, I think as you were saying before, Joe, another complete Marmite. I can understand why this would not suit at all for some players. But yeah, I think it'll be really interesting to see if there is a knock-on effect. Modal, of course, are super, super innovative generally in their design, in terms of all things synthesis as well, like in terms of the Sculpt, which, and Sculpt SE, I think, which were out earlier this year.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This season, prepare for every season with the Allbirds Mizzle Collection. These shoes were made for adventures in rain, shine, mist, or snow. Go to allbirds.com and use code FRESHSOCKS for a free pair of socks with your purchase.
They know what they're doing. This being a Kickstarter, I think, is really interesting as well. obviously there's something in the project that they're very keen to kind of gauge the demand. So if this is disruption 1.0, I don't know. I feel like we may see some, hopefully some additional modules joining the range. Some time-based modules would be awesome. I think they're all dynamic at the moment. There's a fuzz, there's a boost, a distortion and a drive, and then a tone.
Two tones.
Yeah.
Two tones, yes, indeed.
Two tones, my favourite type of scar. So I saw this getting posted in the group, and I was like, this isn't new. I'm sure this isn't new. And I just, whilst we were talking, I just did a little bit of digging back through my photos, and I actually saw this at I saw this at Summer NAMM 2018. They had the prototype, I guess, on display at Nashville, and you know, I think it really was just a prototype then. So it's great that it's actually coming out, and it is a very, very interesting form factor. And like you say, Naomi, I think it'd be great to know that there will be more modules. My concern is with things like this is whether people need the kind of confidence that there will be more stuff. And I think the fact that they've taken a couple of years to get it up and running is actually a good thing. You know, they haven't just jumped in. They've clearly needed the time to get it built up and get it rocking. And
I agree. Yeah.
Yeah. But so as you say, the little modules, they're all magnetic and they like clip in to the base itself. And it is so satisfying. Like, you know, sometimes when you turn on an amp or whatever, you get like that nice clunk. Yeah. So I'm a big fan of a nice clunk, and it is very satisfying when you go to clip in one of these modules, because it just goes like, clip.
Do you mean a little bit like some sort of gear ASMR?
Well, I guess so. I mean, so it what it actually reminds me of is when I, because I've got a set of true wireless headphones, mm-hmm. and when you plug them in, when you like are not using them, you put them into the case, and the case itself is a little bit magnetic. So you get really close to it, and then it just takes it out of your hands, and it just goes, yeah, don't worry, I'll take the wheel. I've got this. And that was exactly the feeling that I got with the with plugging these in as well. It was nice. It's good. No, it's cool. It's a cool, interesting form factor. And I think I actually think it's good that they are doing it now rather than in 2018 when they first showed it. Because like you say, with companies like Jackson Audio proving that kind of this modular system can work. Yeah, it's great to see people doing something genuinely very, very different.
The thing I think, because the criticism, if there ever was criticism sort of leveled at it, I think in general, when we posted it on the group, everyone thought it looked cool. But when criticism was leveled at it, it was people saying, oh, but, you know, look at how good digital multi-effects are now. But, you know, why would you need a physical thing? Because, of course, the selling point of this is that it's all every module's analog. That this is a proper this is audio quality effects, and the thing is, I'm not actually worried about that many more modules coming out either, because it's not about competing with digital multi effects. It's not even about sort of saying that the sound is a better quality than a digital effect. I think it's just the ability to really shape your tone. The fact that you can change the order of the three and choose your three, that's a surprising amount of drive, preamp, fuzz, distortion, tones that you can get. And I kind of feel like if I had this, I would just find the one that I liked, and then I'd use that as my drive pedal.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be looking for a bunch of extra modules. Fine, like, great if they came out and I wanted to try something else. But all this really does is allow you to shape your drive tone in a new, interesting way that gives you a bit more kind of hands-on control. And they're not outrageous on the pricing either. Like, it's $259 with three modules and $399 if you go for all the modules. I think those are their Kickstarter prices. So the prices will, obviously, those are like early bird Kickstarter prices, because it's starting on the 14th of December. on Kickstarter. So, and you can lock in those prices at the moment. I think it's very cool. I think it's very cool for £259. You get to pick. You get the base, the boost mod, you get the low pass tone mod, and then you get a choice of an overdrive, a distortion, or the fuzz, which is pretty cool. I'm kind of talking myself into this as we go.
I'm kind of talking myself into talking you into lending me one when you get one, actually.
Guitar Nerds are teaming up with Music Nomad. Since 2010, Music Nomad Equipment Care has been making premium and innovative guitar care products used and trusted every day by top guitar repair shops, guitar makers, and touring techs in over 40 countries. Pro quality but affordable, Music Nomad is also the go-to for countless guitar players around the globe to help guitars look, sound, and play their best. After 2 years of research and development, and in a collaboration with top guitar repair shops, Music Nomad has developed the Keep It Simple setup. They demystified the guitar setup process by developing innovative precision gauges and tools combined with step-by-step general guidelines anybody can follow and set up their guitar to play and sound great. With their KISS method and their gauges, you can check the vital areas of your guitar and use their toolkits to perform your own setups. They have a 24-page instructional booklet available in 7 languages, downloadable for free, loads of how-to videos, as well as complete setup video tutorials for popular brands such as Fender, Gibson, Taylor, PRS, and more. Not only is it fun, but a properly set up guitar takes your playing and sound to a whole new level. Learn more at musicnomadcare.com. Follow them on social media with @musicnomadcare and kiss your guitar with Music Nomad's Keep It Simple setup.
Yeah, well, there you go. So that's the modal effects disruption.
Very cool. Very exciting.
I think so. I think it could be super cool. So it's been, obviously, dear listener, as we've said, it's been Black Friday and all Cyber Monday, all those sales and things. I tried to pop a few in the Guitar Nerds Facebook group for everyone to check out. I appreciate, since this podcast is out, you know, a lot of those things will have finished. People run their sales all week and whatnot. But there have been some very cool guitars that I've sort of checked out because of the sales, and then I'm just like, oh, these things are great. Loads of boutique brands doing interesting sales, and one of them, a company that I think we've maybe mentioned before, but it'd been ages since I looked at them, Pure Salem Guitars, were doing an absolutely cracking $200 off of all of their models of guitar, and most of their guitars are around $1,000 anyway, which makes that an insanely affordable, sort of custom-ish instrument. And it got me kind of looking at their entire catalogue, which some really lovely stuff and some really great finishes. Have you guys checked out Pure Salem? Have you seen the incredible stuff that they offer?
The collection is unbelievable. I've been perusing the different models and details and everything as we've been chatting the last few minutes. I'd not heard of Pure Salem before, but do you know much about them, Joe? Do you know if they've been on the go a long time?
They've been around a while, and they've got they've actually got a fantastic range of really of great sort of artists using their guitars, and I think that's because they do offer something that's quite quirky but still sort of rooted in convention, sort of vintage convention, and of course the price is very attractive, but I love the Cardinal, which is kind of their it's an offset, it's a bolt-on offset, but it shares more in common with a Firebird than anything else, and it comes with like a Tele-style bridge pickup and then a humbucker in the neck. So it's just a wonderful mashing of everything you can think of. It's like $1,000. Used to be available in Shell Pink, but now... I think just Blue Black or Tobacco Burst at the moment. But
I really like the hardtail version that they've got of that, the Cardinal hardtail, which is I think that's really nice, because the trim on the Cardinal is a maestro style trim, isn't it? Is it a sideways fella? I'm not sure.
It looks like it is.
Yeah, and I've got just, to be, I never
you've got to be
really,
committed to that.
Yeah, I never really got on with those personally. But interesting that those are available left-handed. So clearly they have got some left-handed versions of those tremolos, which is actually really interesting because I can't imagine those are easy to get a hold of. But yeah, the hardtail I really like. I think it's really nice. Comes in a couple of very cool colours. The tobacco is nice. The white is really good. White with a gold plate, block inlays. Yeah, really, really nice. Really, really nice looking ebony board. Yeah, interesting.
They do some
really cool.
They do some great stuff. The Levitation is a favourite of mine. Dear listener, you have to check out the Pure Sailing Levitation.
Of course it is.
It's the only way I can describe it as an offset tennis racket.
This is very Joe Branton indeed.
Yeah. I mean, it looks like a caravan is what it looks like.
Yes, that's right. It looks like a caravan. It's a caravan from Sidon. That is the body shape. But it's also available in salmon, which you would think is going to be like a shell pink, I guess. But no, they mean like the color of salmon in the shops, which is orange.
Yeah.
it is an orange matching head cap caravan with a taut guard and two
humbuckers. Yeah, star.
And binding.
Oh, is there binding as well?
Yeah, you won't find binding on caravans. Not at all.
No. And you've got the white. Is it just the white one that is on? Or is it?
I think it's available on the black as
orange
well.
Orange one. No, sorry. Oh. I was just looking at the inlays. The star dots. They're not dots. They're not blocks. They're stars.
Ah.
Which is really cool. So that appears to just be on the salmon. But I mean, what this is it's like one of the old kind of 60s Vox guitars.
Yeah, it's a teardrop.
Yeah, exactly.
Guitar,
that sort of thing. But not the sort of guitar that you would expect to be able to get for this sort of money. Generally, something like this is, you know, something as kind of esoteric as this, you would expect it to be a bit more money. But really, really cool.
Pure Salem kind of remind me of maybe a slightly more premium tailored selection of what Eastwood do. Eastwood, they always seem to have like 50, 60 different variations of guitar out at any one time. And they're all around sort of the £700 mark. And so, you know, you're getting something that's based on looks. It's, you know, it's an original instrument, but, you know, it's going to be not entry level, but it's going to be mid quality at that point. I think Pure Salem offers some really high quality instruments for very affordable prices. They got some really nice stuff indeed.
Yeah, it's just one of those really well curated collections. I mean, they've touched on so many super unusual body shapes, as well as some more classics. I've been looking at the Wood Soul, which I think is their jag shape again, with beautiful block inlays in natural stain, and it's mahogany body. But a serious nod for their finishes and appointments and attention to detail, because across the board, every single model that we've looked at, even in the last few minutes, just has the whole nine yards in regards to no stone being left unturned.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
For sub a grand dollars, I think there's some serious stuff on offer. One big thing missing though, and that's basses.
Yeah, it is a shame. They have done.
Love to
I'm
see
sure,
what they would do with basses.
I'm sure they have done some in the past. I really feel like they did, but certainly not at the moment. I think they have. I think I checked on their Instagram and they have done in the past, but not at the moment. But yes, it's the sort of thing where they're so weird and cool that I just wish there was some weird cool basses that I could that I could purchase. But oh well. Another company who I noticed because of Black Friday, again, a company that we've touched on before is Dunnable. Dunnable Guitars, the guy who runs Dunnable Guitars, he's the guitarist in Intronaut, who are a good band. I really like that band. I think they're actually playing at ArcTangent Festival next year. So, you know, UK listeners, I thoroughly recommend checking out Intronaut if they are there. If hopefully I'm remembering that correctly. But yes, dear listener, you might have seen them if you follow a lot of like Chicago Music Exchange. They seem to, you know, they've done like videos and reviews on them in the past. And they very much have that feel to me, that sort of, it's a US custom shop, but it's really got that. Okay, so I think what makes Dunnable unique is that they are retro-inspired guitars, but Intronaut are a very heavy band. And I love retro guitars, and my problem with retro guitars is they tend to have, you know, sort of small, very lightweight bridges, or they are short scale, or, you know, the tuners really aren't up to much. And so when you try and use instruments like that for stuff that is inevitably in drop tunings, it's going to be a problem. And Dunnable guitars have done a fantastic job of bringing a little bit of classic in the form of looks, but actually making the scale lengths long. And for basses, you can get like 35-inch scales, but it's always decent scale lengths, heavy-duty bridges. These are designed to be used very aggressively, but still give you some classic looks. And they have a really nice, a small but really nice catalogue of guitars. The Cyclops for me is the one. I think it's absolutely lovely. This year, I think they released like an affordable ish, like $1,000 range of guitars in just two models. But they're full on custom shop stuff, which starts at about $2,000 US. I think is absolutely fantastic.
I really like the Asteroid, which is their kind of like V style guitar. Really, really cool, like really aggressive looking guitar. Really very, very cool.
Available as a baritone.
Yeah, I saw that. I mean, you know, not so as much for me, but it's cool that you can do it. Like the headstock looks cool. There's a lot going on. I think they look really, really cool. There's the problem. On the flip side, Joe, from what you were talking about, so, you know, I quite like a lot of these. I quite like that. And we've talked about it with, you know, my kind of lust over a BC Rich. You know, I like the kind of extreme looking guitars. I think that in general, that sort of stuff is really cool. My problem with it is there's often too much going on. Like, I want the opposite to what you want, which is you want kind of a modern styled guitar, like a retro looking guitar that plays, this will work for kind of modern music. You know, I realize I'm sort of simplifying that, but what I want is a kind of extreme looking guitar that I can play in E, you know, that I can use with 10s or 11s. And it's a regular scale length, and I don't want it to have any kind of burls or like flames. I just want it in like a block color. And they are kind of doing that with some of these, you know. That's the one on the homepage when you click on the Asteroid. I mean, again, you've got kind of like the Vibroda style tremolo, and gold hardware isn't really for me, but like if that was just black with chrome hardware, white with chrome hardware, that Asteroid would be really, really talking to me. So yeah, anybody doing kind of extreme style looking guitars in a slightly more kind of traditional loadout is that really, really talks to me.
Yeah, I think this is fantastic. And you think like they're all starting around, it's around $2,000, which is not a lot, certainly for Matt. That's pennies for Matt.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Professor Moneybags himself,
he would laugh at a custom shop for as cheap as $2,000 US. Ha! But you know, that is actually genuinely a very reasonable price for something that custom shop, and they look great. They look absolutely fantastic. I can't remember if they were running deals, or if I just saw a really good looking picture of a Dunnable when I was sort of perusing the internet looking for Black Friday deals and whatnot. But yes, they are very cool. At the other end of the spectrum, I saw this brought up in the Guitar Nerds group. I can't remember, was it Andy Manley who posted about this? But he posted this really good looking pedal, and you know, was like, these look fantastic and they're incredibly affordable. And I was thinking, this does not look affordable. It looks like a lovely screen printed chorus pedal. And it was the Choir Boy Chorus, which is by Sub-Zero, which is like Gear for Music's entry level pedals, which, you know, when shops do their entry level pedals, I expect them to be in simple housings, often micro pedals, and they do the trick and that's the job. But the new range of Sub-Zero pedals actually look fantastic. And it's not just the Choir Boy Chorus. They've done an entire range of full size, like good, you know, sort of pedal board friendly size effects with, you know, great graphics on the front. I know it's about how they sound, but for a functional pedal, this is the thing that would turn me off buying any of these, would be the fact that I know they're going to, you know, not look the part. They look absolutely fantastic. And Gear 4 are doing like packs. So you can get like a rock pack with like a drive, a delay, like a distortion and a chorus for £160. I'm going to have to get some of these to try them out, because as a fun, cool, affordable thing, they look great.
Yeah, they look really fantastic, don't they? It's mind-boggling. Some of the prices, I think I found was it the Forge Metal? It comes in at £29.99. So cheap, it is messing with my voice. Yeah, I mean, they make there's offerings in the range really across all of the important points. I'm also looking at the Swollen Thumb bass compressor pedal, also a cool £29.99. There is a sort of Ditto style looper on there as well called the Roller Coaster. That's a bit pricier, but that really nice, just sort of simplistic design with fantastic artwork, it has to be said, for a simple looper. It's just a nice touch, isn't it? It's a nice detail. Obviously, it doesn't really matter when it's a pedal for making music with, but like you said, it kind of shoots them to the same leagues as pedals, far, far pricier.
Yeah, exactly.
All the artwork on all of these pedals makes them look like they are something from Fallout 4.
Yes. Yeah, there's a very Fallout-y look to them, isn't there?
Yeah, they really look like you have entered the like guitar pedal vault, and someone has someone's like, oh yeah, I'll make a chorus pedal, yeah, no worries. They look really good. They do look really, really cool. But yeah, I'm just getting some extreme Fallout vibes from them. Really funny.
My personal favorite, living on the south coast outside of a major city and not driving, therefore having to use Southern Rail as my main form of transport, the one that really resonates with me is the public transport delay pedal, which is
absolute. I totally didn't clock that. That is absolutely astonishing. That is surreal. You know, it doesn't surprise me that this is the Gear for Music own brand, because I don't think there is another country in the world that would be able to quite so eloquently get across the nightmare of public transport in a way such as this. This is really, I tell you what, who will love this is old grumpy Marky P. That's who will love this. Able to like,
is he no stranger to
he's just such a nightmare when it comes to public transport. Because he lives in the centre of Brighton, so he's, you know, everyone goes to him basically. And whenever he has to get on a bus, he's like, oh, the bus is late. Oh, this is why I don't ever leave Brighton. you know, to be able to talk about that whilst showing off his love for guitar pedals is, he's going to like that a lot.
There you go.
For the listeners, the public transport delay, the graphic on the front is a man angrily swearing at a train time. Well, it doesn't specify trains or buses, but it's definitely
a train. That's 100%. Yeah. That's actually Brighton Station.
Yeah, it does look like Brighton Station. You know, but
it does. It really does. but it's someone who just got stuck waiting for that 7:29 train just one time too many.
Stayed with them forever.
Yeah, Joe. I've got to say, when you started to explain that, I thought what you were going to say. For the listener, we're actually talking about Mark Packham, who used to be on the podcast. I thought that's what you're
Well, he's been off it for so long now that I'm going to have to start explaining to people, you know, like who he is. Oh, I had to do that the other day, actually. I think it was I was talking to, I can't remember who it was. It was someone from like a brand, and they listened to the podcast, but have only recently started. And I like Mark came up in conversation, and they were like, "Who?" And I was like, "Good one." But no, I actually had to explain who he was.
Oh dear, the legacy man.
Yeah. What a life to be able to go through without knowing who Marky P is. A dream.
That is indeed the dream. But yeah, so the Sub-Zero pedals, you know, dear listener, if you're looking for a stocking filler at £30, you know, that I think they look absolutely fantastic. Something that's well worth checking out. Now I'll get in another brand maybe that I came across that looked very cool. Hessu Custom Cabs. I don't know if any of you have seen these guys at all, but they make very cool sort of custom fronted cabinet. So you can get like a, you know, like 12s, 212s, vertical 212s, that sort of thing. But they allow you to choose the Tolex for any of those cabs. But you can also get custom grill cloths. And when I say that, I don't mean you get to choose the type of grill cloth. Obviously you can. They do very nice sort of you know, like the orange, as in Orange the Brand, basket weave and things like, you know, all the different grill types you can expect. But the thing that is very cool is they'll do custom printing, as one dear listener was kind enough to, as soon as I posted this in the group, minutes later there was a vertical 212 posted back in pink Tolex with I don't know if you remember, dear listener, but the painting that a friend of mine did of my face as the as the grill cloth. So
gave me a hearty laugh that did.
But you could do that.
I wish I had easy access to that listener's name, just to give them a big thank you from your co-hosts, Joe. I mean, like, someone's going to have to get you one of these for Christmas. Like, I hope it's going to be you to you.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that would fit, but...
Yeah, I mean, Joe, when you posted it in our, like, group, I was just like, yeah, of course he's had that made. Of course he has. Like, I completely believe it was hours later when I ended up on Facebook, because it just was at a time when I was, you know, really busy, and I saw the message. I was like, oh my gosh, honestly, what a maniac. And then, yeah, hours later I went, oh, he hasn't actually had it made. Someone has photoshopped it. I genuinely thought that you had had that made for yourself. I'm fully into this though, because as we've talked about a couple of times over the last couple of years, I bought a Ampeg 810, you know, on like the 1st of March 2020, the single worst time to have ever bought an Ampeg 810. Since it was ever invented, that was the worst point. But it needs a bit of TLC. It needs quite a bit of work to get it. I mean, it, you know, it sounds great and it is what it is, but like, I could quite easily spend a little bit of money and have it really looking wicked. And one of the things I've been thinking about doing is somehow trying to get it down to Zilla to get them to re-Tolex it.
Oh yeah.
Or someone else get it re-Tolexed. I'd love to have it in like a pink Tolex. I think that'd be amazing. But having something like this on the front as well would just be, I mean, that would
have
be
my face.
I would probably go for something other than your face.
Oh yeah,
to be
you
honest,
could get full. You could probably get full body on the front of an 810.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. Yeah. Just a. Oh my god! Imagine if I just got. You should do that though. For
just a slightly smaller version of myself. From
oh my
head
gosh,
to
it would be so good. So good. The only thing is that if you did that, like, I hope that your band would insist on, it's like, no, Joe, I'm afraid we've decided that you can't have the Ampeg 8, you can't have your 810, sorry, you can't have your 810, you can't have that vertical, it doesn't work visually, Tim's amps aren't that high, you really need to have it laying down. So you'd just be like horizontal, just like looking down at the ground.
Yeah, why not?
I also think if your cat ever were to see something like that, Joe, she would not forgive you. No, I think she'd be haunted for life.
Yeah, probably would be. But you know, but these cabs look great. Obviously, yes, we always talk about Zillow because you know they're our friends, and also they're kind of the local ones in the UK. But these Hesu cabs are fantastic. Like they're 112 start at 330 euros. Yeah, their Tolex ranges are great, like black, green, orange. I'm not going to list colours. I don't know why I started doing that. But they do like, it's not my bag, but they do digital camo and like Western brown Tolexes and snake skin and butterfly Tolex, which, yeah, that's a thing. There's so much stuff. And they're really, I mean, yeah, I appreciate, you know, 330 euros is a chunk for a 112, I guess, but being able to customize them like this is I think very reasonable. It will come with their own Hesu Demon speaker, because yeah, certainly this brand definitely have a real kind of metal theme to sort of the brand. The logo is very modern, very Engel in style. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you could. I mean, this actually, the write-up on the speaker makes it sound very versatile, to be honest, as well. So, very cool. Really cool brands that I didn't know anything about. And yeah, I think thoroughly worth checking out, dear listener.
So difficult to kind of get a foothold in the world of guitar cabs, isn't it? Because it's not the sort of thing that generally you see out and about. It's not the sort of thing that... If someone posts up on Facebook or on Instagram, or whatever, oh, I got this new cab. I think it's really difficult for brands to kind of establish themselves as a cab specific company. And I think it's really laudable that they are concentrating on just doing that. I think it's really cool.
I agree. I've never really thought about that, but yeah, you're absolutely right. It's kind of, you know, I don't want to say it's the last thing you think about. Power supplies, pedal boards, things like that.
Whoa, slow down there, sunshine.
But I mean, it's you know,
it's the lesser traveled item, though, isn't it? Like, if you think of bands outside of touring, you know, the huge global sort of local show scene, it's you know, there's going to be a cab shared between bands, and it's likely you'll have cabs that do sit in a room for years on end. Mm-hmm.
Combos are just increasingly popular as well.
Well, exactly. Yeah. No, I totally agree. The cab as a category can be one of the tougher sells. There's some really nice nods to this, though, to the Hesu cabinets. I saw Misha Mansour of Periphery, absolutely incredible player, is an endorser of them. Same with Frederick Tornendal of Meshuggah. So there's some awesome names behind it supporting it.
Ah, yes, I didn't know that. Yeah, that's very cool. Very cool. Looks like a really great brand. Definitely worth checking out. But that is about all the time we have on this week's episode of the Guitar Nerds podcast. We're going to be continuing over on the Patreon episode. You can come and join us. Come and join us, dear listener, over at Patreon at patreon.com/guitar nerds. You can join us for as little as a dollar a month at the dollar tier. You get this episode ad-free and early every week. $5 gets you access to the Patreon special episodes and our entire back catalogue. $10 gets you the lot. Plus, I sing you my thanks at the end of every episode. My goodness, I've got to write the Christmas song for next week. Oh, I'm looking forward to that. Anyway, you can find us on all your favourite social media platforms and join the Guitar Nerds group on Facebook to get involved in our weekly discussion. Thanks for listening. You've been lovely. We've been the Guitar Nerds. Farewell.
Cheers, gang.
Goodbye.
Steve Davis and Daniel Walker, Ben Harder and Troy Brown, Holly Simpson and John Cutaway, Eric Vaughan and Russell Ealing. You're the Guitar Nerds. Talk to you, Ben. Patreon is a brand guitar.
the guitarist and Kyle Harris. Oh, Cloud Lifter, Joe Hop on Sean Hughes, Brian Hanson, Shane and Eric Hemmer, Jeremy Wax and Samuel Frost, Brian Ainsley, Gavin Vanderlinden, Andy Badley, Robert Butterworth, Scott Hunting, Marcus Alcaraki, Simon Milborn. You are the guitarist in Donateel Backers. That's right, you're very lovely. Oh, the guitarist, Donateel Backers. That's what you are. Lovely. Oh, Stuart Robson and Christian Lund Hansen, Keith Adams and Eric File, Joe Puttick, Jack Cutmore, James Dorr, Abe Matthews, Ken Sayers, oh, Kai Tobi at the band, and John Anglin, Ross Edwards, Nate Nagel, and Stephen Burke, Aaron Sherman and Dave Lee, Jake Gray, and Scott Kennedy, Christopher Loser, and Blake Wiley, Derek Hilton, Rob Norman, J.D. Shore, Steve McCullough, Mackenzie Babbitt, and Robert Smith, Scott O'Brien, Paul Carrigan, and Moore Grout.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.